Thank you, Mike. Now let's get back to Jane for our last batch of news.
Animals featured frequently in the news this week. There was good news from Earlham Cemetery, where the resident ginger cat has been found a new home. And more good news from the Acle Strait, frequently the source of car crash stories, where a cow was rescued from a ditch by the fire brigade. A garden party raised more than £2,000 for Norwich guide dogs. People in Helston have been surprised to see a miniature Shetland pony being taken for walks. And in NR3, people will soon see a piglet being taken out for a wander. Here is Tim with the ginger cat story.
A cemetery cat, which acted as a friendly face to mourners, has found a new home after suffering a mysterious eye infection. Dobby, who's been well cared for by Earlham Cemetery staff for the past few years, is moving to a new home northwest of Norwich today. He spent the past few weeks in a loving foster home. It's not known how he came to live at the cemetery, but the feline became popular with visitors and would follow people around, enjoyed being fussed, sunbathing on benches and sitting in on services. Dobby was taken to Vets for Pets in Sprowston on June the 27th by Dr. Louise Stone, a volunteer from Lost and Found Cats in Norwich charity, when he was spotted acting strangely and an abscess was discovered behind his left eye. Dr. Stone, who lives near Beauthorpe Road, said, "Dobby is going to a couple who have two lady cats who'll keep him company." Dobby's new owners have said they'll aim to post updates on how he's doing on the Cemetery Cat Facebook page.
Fire crews assisted in the rescue of a cow stuck in a ditch near the A47 Acle Strait. Two fire engines, one each from Carrow and Great Yarmouth, were called to reports of an animal rescue just before 11:45 a.m. on Saturday, August the 20th. A Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service spokesman said crews were helping the farmer to move the cow after it became trapped in a nearby field. Crews were still at the scene at 1:45 p.m. Traffic was not thought to have impacted by the incident.
Norwich guide dogs have raised more than £2,000 from a garden party. Guide dog chairman of the Board of Trustees, Jamie Hambrough, and his wife Diana, opened their 3-acre garden at Manor Farm, Coston. Annette Smart, guide dog fundraising coordinator, said there was a guide dog's volunteer shortage. More puppy raisers are needed to help provide puppies with vital foundations for their future as guide dogs. To find out more about Name a Puppy volunteering, fundraising or puppy raising, visit www.guidedogs.org.uk.
Customers kicking back with a pint or happy meal often do a double take when seeing Jim Capes and his beloved pet out for a walk. That's because the brown and white animal the retired police officer walks around Helston is not a large dog. It is in fact Buddy, a miniature Shetland pony. The pair are often seen meandering along Boundary Road on their route past McDonald's and the Whiffler pub. I don't have Facebook, but my family tell me Buddy's all over social media. Buddy has also visited retirement homes and carnivals. Jim said, "If I take him anywhere, there's only one thing I say. As long as there's a carrot or some grass for Buddy, he'll be a happy boy."
A city suburb, previously home to an unusual neighbour, has welcomed a brand new porker to their ranks. Miss Piggy Wiggy, a presumed micro-pig who turned into a 26-stone hog, died in May. However, owner Julie Woodward is now sharing her NR3 home with a new snouted chum, a piglet named Humphrey. Humphrey will only grow to be about a quarter of Miss Wiggy's size, but is already a huge fan of his food. In the weeks since Humphrey has moved into Julie's pad, he's proved himself a handful. Julie said, "He's a little naughty. He really enjoys chasing Mabel and Henrietta, my two chickens, around. Though now they've started to gain some confidence and chase him back. Humphrey just really wants to play with them." Well, we've heard a lot about Keith Skipper this week, so we thought it only fair to give him a chance to speak for himself. Here is Mike Spivey again, reading Keith's column from this week's Evening News.